You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey, what up, y'all? Hey, it's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio. We are joined by Sir Boom 1000.
What's good? What's good? What's good? Thank you for having me.
Hey, Miss Queen, Sean Allen.
We in the building. Hey.
Yes, and Boom brought his producer, Captism.
How's it going?
Looking like Jesus.
I can't say I've had that effect before today.
I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way.
Feeling some type of way.
You make me want to repent. Don't wear.
See, I haven't heard that one yet.
That just means his music is anointed.
There you go.
All right, so let's get into it before we get into Boom.
What's good, man?
We got some Twitter topics I want to run by you.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts.
Let's do it.
So in the news, Teddy Riley is suing, well, he's getting a restraining order against his ex-bandmate Chauncey Hannibal.
Okay. From Black Street.
Okay.
Why?
Reason being is he says Chauncey is stealing the Black Street trademark and stopping Teddy from getting his money. So okay. Basically what happened was Chauncey waited for the Black Street trademark to expire.
Gotcha.
Once it expired, he filed for it.
He's smart.
Wow.
He's smart. And he can try to sue all he want, but he caught it. He's smart. He waited patiently. And yep. Now he could come out and be Backstreet again without Teddy.
That's what he's doing. And Teddy tried to apparently get this cruise ship deal lined up so that he could be on the cruise ship.
Oh, doing tours on the cruise ship?
And they was like, well, you aren't Blackstreet, so sorry.
Wow.
That's a herder right there. That's a herder.
Teddy Riley ain't Blackstreet.
Yeah, you got caught slipping. Like, how
he got caught slipping.
I feel like they can talk that out, though.
Well, so he's getting this restraining order. He's upset because he's trying to kind of slander Chauncey's name, basically saying, like, oh, he's only doing this so he can pay for his child support and whatever he's paying for it, but he's smarter than you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But so he's going to bring him to court to try and get this worked out so that he can be have a part of it or whatever, so he can continue to use his name. What are y'all thinking?
I think legally Chauncey is protected. There's paperwork. There's nothing that Teddy can do because Chauncey caught
or have to buy him out.
He'll have to buy him out.
To me, Teddy Riley don't have the money to do that, so.
You don't think Teddy Riley?
No, bankruptcy don't mean broke though. But
Teddy Riley is wealthy. I don't think Teddy lost all his money.
He filed for bankruptcy.
Well, who wouldn't? Like They don't want to pay those car payments and stuff.
Bankruptcy doesn't mean broke.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't.
No.
Well, so good luck, Teddy. Hopefully, y'all can work it out. I'm with you, Boom. Like, I hope they have a conversation.
Yeah, I hope they talk it out. Yeah.
And that's crazy, too, because Chauncey's the only original member from Blackstreet, other than Teddy Riley. Mm-hmm. They switched the guys twice.
No. What about before? What's his name?
David Hollister. He wasn't there from the beginning.
Yes, David.
He wasn't there to the end. David Hollister wasn't there from the beginning or to the end.
He was there from the beginning. He
wasn't on another level. It wasn't David Hollister. David Hollister was only on the first one.
Yeah, they changed it to another guy.
Well, it's funny because a couple of years ago, I interviewed Sly from Sly, Slick, and the Wicked. And he was telling me the biggest problem for them is, like, all these Temptations and all these older groups, the trademark gets up and these other young people who aren't even a part of it, they grab the trademark and they're performing as the Temptation. I remember when I was younger, I went and saw the Temptation. He was like, that was nobody. Nothing. Not even one person in that group.
Was it? Oh, no, not even one person.
Not even one person in the group. And I was like, well, how'd that happen? And there's a whole documentary on it that artists are doing this now. Once these older trademarks come up, they get snatched.
That's crazy. So, like, they're watching them like a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
So the day they expire, They pounce.
It's kind of interesting, too, because we hear this rumor about Destiny's Child coming back and that they're talking about switching the name of Destiny's Child so that Matthew Knowles doesn't get
Like any money off of it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Damn.
Boo.
Matthew Knowles owned that name. That's probably why they didn't make another album. And
so what about DC3?
Oh, shit.
They could they named an album after that, so I don't know legally. But DC3, I think that they could.
They could probably do DC3.
But let's talk about something a little more positive. MC Light is returning from a 12-year hiatus with the album Legend. It is due, actually, out in stores tomorrow, select stores.
Yeah. I love
that's
how.
Big.
No, this is how big. I was actually talking to somebody. We were like, someone needs to come out. A dope-ass artist needs to come out and just put their shit on vinyl. And only sell it on vinyl. Yeah, because
she's doing vinyl?
One thing that, if you look at statistics, millennials are actually into, like, old-school things. Like, they want the camera, they want the turntables, they want those things that feel nostalgic to them.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Kevin, who actually owns Black Hollywood and AfterBuzz. He was talking about, well, that would be so dope if somebody really dedicated and just said, I'm not putting my music anywhere other than vinyl.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, MC Light Bird must have been chirping in her ear, because...
So vinyl only.
Limited edition vinyl only.
Good.
It's been 12 years.
That's dope. Especially when artists, like, you know, get creative like that on the releases. Because when, was it Wu-Tang did, the one copy. So, that's a dope way to put it out.
Which isn't even going to be released till like, 2056 or something.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hey, whatever works for you. So some of the features on it, Common, Faith Evans, Coco, Mario, Kenny Lattimore. I'm surprised Lil Mama wasn't on it.
Right, because they've been rolling together a lot. Deep. But maybe she wanted to just put, like, people from back from old school.
Yeah, but Mario? Yeah.
Mario's from back. He's from the early 2002. No, he's not. He's from the early 2000s.
Just braid your hair. Like,
let me love you, Mario.
I mean, I love him. He's great, but MC Light.
Yeah. No. Mario's making a comeback, though.
Unless it was Mario, Winans?
No. Could be.
No.
Because if we're reaching back to the 90s.
Yeah.
But Mario Winans wasn't that big enough to...
What?
Yeah, you're bugging.
What are you talking about?
Name a song.
It's not the song thing. It's the production thing.
Everything with Bad Boy, with Diddy. Like,
everything with, like, he was with the whole Bad Boy movement.
Not, as an artist, so he is not.
Artist thing, no. But the production, he has shit on lock for a long time.
All right, well, let's talk about some music videos. My favorite music video of the week. I'm just obsessed with Chance the Rapper. This is Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. The song is called Sunday Candy. Have you seen the remix to this?
I haven't, but I know about the whole group. They're pretty dope.
Yeah. So here's the video here. But the candy, your peppermint. He gives Andre 3000 in this so bad. If I had tweaked him, it's you look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoes. Came and dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. I never realized he had this in him. Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment, Sunday Candy. Dope, so he has a video out for that song. And then Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment, they took it and made this, like, I don't know, but looks like a play or something.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's
pretty
dope.
It's refreshing.
To see a rapper take on choreography, because there's a line with choreography and rappers. That's why you don't see too many of them do it.
Yeah, the only choreography of the rapper is put your hand in front of your dick.
And gyrate.
Or do this.
I think that's refreshing. I think that's good. It's good for the youth to see something different. You know, because you know everything that the youth see is twerking, booty, smoking weed, wilding out. Yeah. This is refreshing. It's something that kids can watch. The parents won't feel too bad about letting a kid watch this video. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully it'll...
Even though Sunday Candy is coochie, he's talking about
Sunday candy, getting some coochie on Sunday. But we know that.
It could mean a million things.
It could mean a million things. But
go back to the old school. There were some songs the Beatles were singing about that was not. Yeah. Talking about those strawberries. Bloom, what you thinking?
I mean, I think it's dope. I think it's becoming cool to be different again, that, you know, to be unique. That window is opening up. So, yeah, it's cool, man, to see to see him come out like that. Kind of reminds me, like you said, some Three Stacks stuff.
Yeah, good for him.
All right, so this next girl, I went to church. I was just, I'd be on YouTube just finding people.
Yeah.
And I came across this girl. Well, actually, my roommate came across this girl, and I came in the room. I was like, who the fuck was that?
Oh, yes!
You know who this is?
I follow her on Instagram.
Yo. This bitch, she only sings, she doesn't have albums or anything.
She
only
sings
gospel on YouTube and on Instagram.
Yes.
Her name is Brianna Babineau. The song is Make Me Over
Again.
She can sing. In her living room.
She was singing.
Yeah. Except Shane can't do that. No, Shane.
She better sing. I got goosebumps. Oh, she better run.
What's she from?
What you thinking?
Yeah, she's talented, man.
And that's one of her calm. That's one of her just calm ones. You gotta, ooh, you gotta hear her. She can sing. God bless her.
We gotta get her out to Hollywood.
We need to get her. She needs to.
Give her, you know, give her a new image.
You see what
you
I'm saying?
You wanna whore her up?
You see what I'm saying?
Anointed voice.
You wanna
slut her up?
You hear?
He wants to turn her to Tinashe.
Excuse us.
Tinashe used to sing in the
No, this motherfucker be acting like Tinashe, Jesus Christ spit Tinashe out his mouth.
Oh, what was the thing you said? You said, we're okay with Tinashe. Sean is obsessed with Tinashe. He wants me to lick her cervix.
Literally, he just be like, Jesus. Okay. Speaking of it. What did you think of Brianna?
Yeah, she's got some pipes on her for sure. Yeah, she can sing.
And what did you think of the Donnie Trumpet with Chance the Rapper?
Yeah. That was pretty dope. You don't really see that kind of, like you said, choreography and music videos anymore.
Yeah.
It looked like it had some vision behind it. It's not just, you know, mobbing with the crew in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was enjoyable.
And then even that sound right now, it's just popping. The Bruno Mars, that whole, the trumpet, all that.
Oh, yeah,
the doo-wop almost.
Yeah. Feel good music.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, last video is Keza, Sound of a Woman. I was confused by this girl at first, and then I really got into the video. Let's check it out.
Oh, God. Here
she's
we
dope.
Go.
I love her.
No, I think Queenie's going to like her.
I stand by while you choose to cross the line. I don't know.
She looked like Lisa Status, Phil.
I want you to know about Lisa's.
I'm older than you. Don't forget.
I got this one.
What's the point? Love aside.
She gives me a little Robin, too.
This is the type of video you shoot when you don't have a budget.
Yeah.
Do shit like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Artists out there watching.
She be hitting those notes.
She really got some good notes.
Keza, Sound of a Woman. You like that?
Yeah, that's on point. That's super creative.
How'd you feel about the buildup with her voice? Because, I don't know, for me, that really stood out.
I mean, she stays in her little window. But, yeah, I mean, It's dope, especially the visual too.
What were you saying about the visual, Sean?
I thought that she has a budget because she's a major. She signed to, you know, a major label, and she had one of the biggest songs of the year.
Who's a major label that she signed to?
I don't know, but her song is all on the radio. You know,
I've never heard.
No
sound
place
of
I'd rather be.
No, I've never heard of this bitch.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what's so, no place I'd rather be?
Pull it up.
Yeah, yeah, they play it.
But
how the hell you know that?
Sean be loving his little white girls.
Sean, listen to this.
Her album is really dope. Her music is dope. She, all her songs are like, the beats are all different or whatever, but like vocally, it's like
power ballad.
Yeah, she sounds good. And
up
and
up. But
yeah,
pull that song up though. That song, you guys know it when you guys hear it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
To go
no,
into
it's all on the same
she does
album.
It all.
She does it all.
Oh, yeah. Good for
she
her.
Said, you can't put me in a box.
But all she need though is a.
No, Sean, everyone does not need to be out here rubbing their coochie on the damn fucking floor.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Cap doesn't take you up, you know.
What did you think? What do you think about this artist?
Handsome.
I mean, I really didn't know about her.
He gonna get him a big black girl on him
today. Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. I had no idea who this was.
He likes
the
black girls.
Yeah.
You gonna get yourself hurt over there? No. You know, you a little one too. You can fit right up in here with no problem.
Like her.
In there. I mean, I can hold my own. You know what I'm saying?
I know you that little physique. I
no, she's offering.
There's something going on.
She putting the breadcrumbs, leading right on up.
All that blood in that weight is going in that right place, right there.
Hell yeah.
Shut up, stop hating.
Actually, I filmed a segment at a sex store last night, and I have something that I really think you would be into.
Okay, awesome.
Night.
She's just like clitoral stimulation.
No, stop.
Stop it.
Moving on.
Okay.
Boom. 1,000.
What's good? What's good?
Fresh Magazine's freshest artist of 2013.
Yep.
So, you're getting ready to go on a Space Jam 3 tour.
Yeah,
oh,
the Gold
awesome.
Tour. The Gold Tour.
And so, moving on, you're about to drop this.
Yeah, we dropped this Tuesday, actually.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's called Gold Album.
Yeah, Space Jam 3 Gold Album.
Now, as far as your music, because I was listening to some of the songs, and I was watching some of your, what do they call, vlogs?
Yeah, the vlogs, yeah.
And I love the positivity in you and your message and what you try to kind of put out there to people.
Yeah.
And as far as Space Jam 3 with the Gold Album, what is different about this volume? Let's get out there. What is different about this volume that you haven't really given to the fans before?
Yeah, this one is kind of, it's just a little darker. It's probably kind of a deeper look into, you know, like my life and what we've been kind of running around the country and doing for the last 2-3 years. You know, there's a lot of personal songs on there. I got a record on there called Not Me, which is kind of just a clear vision of, you know, like my mind state. I got another record on there called The Longest Ride Home, about one of my good friends that passed away. Mm. And I was trying to make time to kind of go hang out with, but we was on the road, and I was like, yeah, as soon as I get back, we'll hang out. And I kind of never made that time, so just me having, like, you know, the release therapy to talk about that on that record.
Where do you, I mean, as far as, like, being an artist and putting yourself into music,
yeah,
I always say that there's kind of, like, this struggle between some of the artists that I've talked to be themselves, but then also kind of conform to what,
like, the industry
is popping
wants.
Right now.
Yeah.
I feel like you naturally have this sound that doesn't conform, but it still sticks to you, especially off the new single, Level Up.
Level Up, yeah.
It's got that little bop to it.
Yeah.
What's his ethnicity? What's your family trait?
Black.
No, he looks like he has like.
Jamaican because he's got dreads.
Nah.
No.
No, my family's from. My mom's side's from Senegal.
Okay.
Which is West Africa, right?
Yeah.
By the Ivory Coast. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're all good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, so with Level Up, why was that the first single that you wanted to kind of put out there?
I mean, that's just the way we felt at the time. We felt like kind of was the strongest record at the time. And Level Up is kind of, you know, the new version of just turning up. And, you know, just knowing, like, you're not going to be denied. So, you know, so the first line is, like, tell my homies ain't no stopping. So, you know, we're not going to stop doing this. We're not going to be denied. We're going to get in.
See, and so Level Up, I took it I think it was just because I was really watching your, like, Monday blog.
Yeah, gotcha.
But so as far as me, I was like, Level Up, I don't know, it's a positive message. You know, you can do the turn up, but leveling up is, you know, I know who I am. I know what I'm about.
Picture
like a little video game. So let's take a look at the video. Boom 1000, Level Up.
Stopping. We don't hear the rappers. We just hit the stages, level up and blow the sound. She asked me how it's going. I said it's going down. Nigga, that's the motto. So bring another round. Told my homies ain't no stopping. We don't hear the rappers. We just hit the stages, level up and blow the sound. She asked me how it's going. I said it's going down. Nigga, that's the motto. So bring another round. Told my homies ain't no stopping. We don't hear the rappers. We just hit the stages, level up and blow the sound. Audio dope when the track came, but these vocals baking soda for that cocaine. No drugs though, turn their fans to my custos. Don't you run up and turn up unless you monster. Rah. Never count me out, so add it up while I level up. Never coming down for your bitch ass, I'ma live above. I'm on the west side, Cali real, they show you love. Tupac's back, hey, Tupac's back, nope.
Bam, Level Up.
Okay.
Yep.
Where were you going with the video?
I mean, it's a mini film. So it's going to be every video we shoot after this is a continuation of this video. So by the time you get the video, 8 or 9 is a full-length movie. So, I mean, it's the video itself is a self-battle. You know what I mean? So at the end of it, I don't want to spoil it, but it's me kidnapping myself at the end of it. So it's just kind of, you know, laying out like the balance of, you know, being artist, being you know, me, myself, family, the whole nine.
And you're gonna put a visual out to all of the songs, or
close to every record on the album. But the next 8 records, we're gonna shoot vids for. Yeah.
Why is that important to you to kind of visually?
Yeah.
Tell that story through all of the songs on this.
Yeah, I think the visuals are huge, man, because I mean the visual kind of always lays out the song, and sometimes with some songs I may listen to the song and not really dig it until I see the video. I'm like, oh, that's what he meant, you know. What I mean, so like the message is a little clearer when it's a visual. And kind of just having them connect is just giving the fans something different, you know, just not shooting random videos here and there, but just having a continuation, something they can follow.
I think the beat is hard as hell.
Appreciate it.
I love the beat.
That wasn't mine.
Your beat?
Not that one.
I got a beat for you, though.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
check it out.
You need to have sex before you come in here.
It's been years. I'm okay. I love the beat.
Thank you.
Sitting here conversing with you, I would have never thought you had that.
It gets way more turned up than that.
Have a double side.
You have more than that, because your flow, you switch your flow up a lot. Within this one song, there were like
the second verse.
I like the song. I thought the video and the song was dope. I like the beat, the production. Vocally, you were dope. The message in the song, I like how you just said that concepts with the videos. So it's conceptual. You don't see that in rap at all.
Right.
So that's pretty dope. So I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you, man. And, I appreciate it.
You know, now I'm going to listen to the music with a different ear. Because now he's kind of giving us a visual for a lot. So that's dope.
I like the fact that you could walk into a meeting, sit down, converse, have a, you know, have a meeting with everybody, but then you go outside and you turn to this. You level up.
That's what's up. Thank you.
So Boom 1000 and the Skywalkers.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, Boom 1000 is me. Skywalkers is the crew. Our fans as well, we call Skywalkers. I hate the word fans, but
supporters.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So we call them Skywalkers as well. And the Skywalkers thing, you know, like you say, would level up. It's a positive, just a movement. You know what I mean? So Skywalk, there's no limit. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you want to do. Take the steps.
And now, how did you end Captism?
Cap was he was a DJ in Dallas. He kind of DJs at all the big clubs in Dallas, and I met him at Privado. And he actually did a lot of remixes, dubstep remixes, and he did one to The Game. What song was that?
My Life.
Game. With Lil Wayne, and it was dope, and it was blowing up online. So I just linked up with him. I thought he was super talented on the production and on the DJ side, and we went on the road and did a lot of shows.
What did you see in Boom that made you like, I need to work with this motherfucker?
originally I saw his video for which one was that?
Jimmy? Was it Jimmy?
Yeah,
Hendrix?
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. I saw the video for Jimi Hendrix and the stuff that he was trying to do. And if you listen to the song, he's talking about this music is about, it's like the rock life, being a rock star, and how that is impacting him. And I remixed it. I had to. I asked him for the song. I said, give me the stems. I need the Pro Tools files. I need all of this. I need to remix this. And then once I remixed the song, I realized, you know, this collaboration between me and Boom can, you know, it can go a lot further. And we just, you know, kept with it. One day he actually gave me a call and said, I need you in Austin, South by Southwest. Get down here. Yeah. So the same day, I came down to, you know, I quit my job and everything. I went down to South by Southwest, and the rest is history.
Yeah, wow. We opened up for, was it Macklemore?
Macklemore.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what was that experience like being at South by Southwest?
It's always just a blast. Because, I mean, not only do you just, you know, get to perform, but you go to see a lot of dope shows. I mean, everybody is kind of, somebody is there for that week. So,
you guys doing dope, Coachella, man, this weekend?
We're not, no, we're not. Okay. Yeah, maybe next year.
I don't never do no Coachella. That traffic, I don't do that. That's too many people for me.
Yeah, that's energy.
Too many people and drugs for me. I'd be like to be in my room. Drugs.
I think you're talented.
At Coachella.
Thank you. That's good.
So where do Space Jams come from?
Yeah.
Space Jams, I mean, just from the movie, as far as like, you know, we jack some of that swag. Just to mix it with the music, because the music is futuristic, you know what I mean? So, and Space Jam's, I actually got a son, that's his favorite movie, so he would, like, get excited when I would say certain stuff in the movie, like, he'd be like, say this.
Aww.
So, you know, it's kind of like just a silent communication, so, you know, he'll listen to the radio edits, and he'll get excited when he hears, oh, he's saying this from the movie, or whatever it is. But, you know, Space Jam's also is just, you know, music that's different from, you know, just regular. Like, I feel like if you could ride through space, this would be the perfect soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? Space Jams.
Skywalker, yeah. Space Jam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Level up.
The future.
Level up, yeah.
Yeah, turn up's dead. It's level up now.
Yeah, level up.
I like that, actually. Yeah. Okay, so why is it important for you to insert this positive movement of inner thought, deep inner thought, into your audience?
I just feel like, you know, music is a powerful tool. It's supposed to be used to motivate people, right? It's not supposed to be used to, you know, to destroy people. So it's supposed to, you know, you're supposed to use it to build people up. So I feel like the message just, you know, for us is to always motivate people. You know, when we go out there, when we're touring and doing multiple shows, the whole point is by the time we leave that crowd, you know, we want to leave them better than the way they walked in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just feel like it's super important. And I feel like we, you know, as artists, we have, you know, we have to do that. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Well, who would you say right now out there is delivering a positive message in hip hop?
Like right now, I mean, personally, I like Childish Gambino right now. I think he's making it cool to be different again, like I said.
J. Cole,
yeah. Yeah, I've been bumping that pretty heavy, yeah. J. Cole, Wale, I like Wale a lot. I mean, you know, all three of those people, I just feel like, you know, have a lot of positivity in their music as well, you know what I mean? They talk about the struggle, they talk about getting over the struggle, the whole nine, they're very relatable.
Who, as far as your music, were you kind of inspired by growing up? Jimi Hendrix would be.
Yeah, Jimmy. As far as like just direct hip hop goes, Biggie, Life After Death. That's the first album I kind of fell in love with.
What about that album for you?
I mean, just his flow pattern, man, and then the storytelling was just, to me, I had never heard anything like that. You know what I mean? But other than that, Jay-Z, of course, just hands down, just from, you know, musician and on the business side of things. And then I never say Tupac or Biggie. I just feel like that's implied. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you, side note, how are you feeling about this whole title situation with Jay-Z coming up?
You mean what?
Like the music, it's a music streaming service.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. I think it's dope. Because he's going to be competing with Apple, right?
With Apple, Spotify.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Pandora.
Pandora, yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
I think get Pandora and Panera mixed up.
But some of those things, but the names that you mentioned, those are free things for us to go in
free streams.
Free streams.
Yeah.
But they want to charge what?
Is it like $9.99? $20.
$9.99 for the basic, and then
$19.99 for the good stuff.
Yeah.
But I just feel like at the end of the day, I feel like Tyrone down the block on a corner going, he gonna find a way to pirate that shit. I just feel...
Well, we get it for free anyway now, so...
Yeah, I just feel like I think they're, you know, taking from the poor. I think there are people who need music in order to get through their day. And if there's certain things that you're only releasing on Tidal... Yeah. I don't think it's fair. I think it's keeping people from really experiencing music.
Okay, but wait. Just a little random side note.
Yeah.
If we're talking like that, only because it came up today.
Yeah.
But MC Light releasing her album only on vinyl. Yeah. Isn't that almost kind of the same thing? You would have to, if you want to hear her song, you have to go out and buy a turntable. You have to go out and buy the album.
Not true.
You're alienated.
Not really.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, made that because it just came in my head right now. I was like, "Oh, it's kind of
not really." Because if you go to the club, a DJ, even though a lot of them use Serato's, but there's some DJs like one of my friends. Shout out to DJ Coco Chanel from New York. She is a vinyl person. She's vinyl. So there's some people who do vinyl as well as you being a DJ, you use Serato. Some people use vinyl. They'll know how. Some people might put it on a mixtape or something, so that we'll be able to.
Obviously, it's going to get ripped so hard.
Her point on vinyl is like an ode to hip hop.
Yeah, it's totally nothing.
That, she knows it's going to get ripped, streamed, taken.
Yeah, so I don't think she's not doing it for the money or trying to alienate. She's doing it for
the art. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So. I don't think that's...
She need to be working with a specific brand of turntables. That's what she need to do.
Oh, yeah.
She got a lot of shit in it. But I didn't know she got her hands in a lot of shit.
She's aging well. Sorry. I do it every week. What do you want me to do?
It was that time.
I didn't have a chance to have any Mara and Juana today, so...
So, boom. With Space Jams 3, I mean, obviously, just released Level Up.
Yeah.
So... Is there a specific pattern that you want as far as when you're going to be releasing videos, when you're going to be releasing singles? Yeah. Are there any collaborations that you're hoping to kind of are working on in the future?
Yeah, there's collaborations on this album. There's a record on there called MLK with Tuki Carter from Taylor Gang. Hmm. I got a couple homegrown talent on there, Valora, and then another record with Kason. As far as like working with people in the future, I just work with whoever I vibe with, so I'm not like loaning to work with Lil Wayne or whoever it is, you know what I'm saying? But whoever I vibe with, whoever's out there, they're grinding, you know what I'm saying? If I respect what they're doing and I like the music, I definitely want to work with them.
So you have this thing about I work 6 jobs.
Yeah, I don't get tired.
Tell me about your 6 jobs. Why is that important for you to get across in people's heads that I enjoy working?
Yeah, just because, man. Like, I don't feel like there should be any excuses for the stuff you want to do. You know what I mean? So, like, you should definitely, you know, put an action plan together and get it done. If you want it, get it done. Nobody's going to knock at your door and bring anything to you. You know what I'm saying?
Where'd you get that mentality?
I mean, just from wanting stuff, man. If I want something, I'm going to go get it. They'll tell you I'm super impatient. You know what I'm saying? So I bought a car at 14. I didn't have a license. I still drove it around, you know what I'm saying, because I wanted a car. My mom was like, don't park that in my driveway. You don't have insurance. You don't have a license. But it was just like, you know, from a young age, if I wanted stuff, I was going to take the steps to get it.
And so Space Jam 3, one of the steps in... Putting Boom 1000 into the sky, into the future.
Yeah.
As far as performances, concerts, I mean, is this where can all of your fans find wherever you're going to be performing?
Yeah, we got one portal. It's boommusic.com, BOME music.com. Everything's there, all our socials and all that. It's linked on there. We actually do a cool thing for the fans on there. There's a tab on there called Be a Skywalker. If you click on it, you can sign up, but we do giveaways once a month. We give away shoes, clothes, advice, music, the whole nine.
Yeah. And Captism?
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Everything is at Captism Music on all social media, all across the board. And I have some of my personal music on there, but you can find it through my social media.
And what kind of a sound do you kind of put out there?
So,
is it futuristic?
It's futuristic. I make trap.
Trap.
I make trap.
He's like, let me not beat her.
I try to make hip hop, and then it just turns into trap. It's like I fall into that pit every time. It turns into trap. That and dubstep. I mean, I make electronic music, but some of the songs I produce for Boom, I tried to not go full, you know, electronic on them, just because that's not necessarily what we're looking for. But I mean, I kept it up with the hip hop did fall into trap a little bit for a couple of our songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's the future. That's the sound that we are going into right now.
Yeah.
Right? You've been saying that for a while, too.
Sure have. And turn on, well, I was going to say MTV, but they ain't playing no music videos.
Yeah. They're not, no.
Sorry about it. And then where can everybody get your album?
Yeah, they can pick it up on iTunes. We priced it, the lowest price iTunes would us price it at for a full-length album, so it's $4.99.
Boom. Look at that, thinking about y'all.
There you go. And then they can get it on DatPiff for free stream and download as well.
Awesome.
And then make sure you guys check out the Level Up music video as well. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Boom, one more time.
Yeah, at Boom 1000, BOOME 1000.
At Queen Wink, at Queen Live, winklux.com.
Sean Allen Live everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. Tinder.
And you got me at Captism Music. It's CAPTISM Music. All over the place.
All the links will be down below. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.